And apologies, there are nil apologies. Councillor Cameron is coming in by Zoom. As you can see behind me, Councillor Cameron, you may have to get my attention as the meeting goes on. So please yell out if I can't see you there. So I want to acknowledge the traditional owners. So I begin today by acknowledging the Palitor and Panahia past peoples and the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today. Pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. So welcome everyone to our August meeting. The year's ticking away. So would somebody like to move as the confirmation of the minutes?
Yes.
Councillor White, thank you. Seconded Councillor Sheriff, thank you. Any discussion, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Declarations of interest, and I'll ask, just remember, councillors, to use your microphones, please.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I've got two. One, both to the Shay Society sponsorship item, Councillor King, relationship with Westbury Shay Society, and Councillor Cameron for Chudley.
Thank you very much. So moving on, you've got the council workshop reports, which are there. We've also got the mayor and councillor reports, which are there. Getting out the paperwork. Petitions, nil.
Nil.
Community representations, nil.
Nil.
Public question time. Two questions were taken on notice from July, which was Anne-Marie Loder regarding NTDC, Neville Scott regarding developments in Hadsman. Two questions without notice. Sue Bellamy regarding climate change received after the agenda was published.
Read those in if you like.
We would like to read those two questions in, yes.
Okay. Yep. Question one received from Sue Bellamy was, what was the rationale for the Meander Valley Council completing or not completing the 2021 Australian Local Government Climate Review Survey? My response is, Council is not a member of the International Council of Local Environmental Initiatives, ICLEA Oceana. Data on Meander Valley expressed in the report, which is in the snapshot emissions profile, was not provided by Meander Valley Council, and it is assumed it was compiled through a 2020 desktop review, as described in the report's methodology. Council has no record of receiving the survey or response. Considering the survey and the 113 detailed questions as indicated in the appendix to the report, it is unlikely Council would have been in a position due to resource limitations, lack of readily available data and other priorities, including its response at the time to the pandemic, to respond to the survey request had it been received. Second question, in relation to addressing the impacts of climate change on A, Council operations, and B, residents in the Meander Valley Municipality, what specific actions has Council taken and what has been achieved through those actions? In relation to specific work, Council funds and participates in the, in March 2020, Council adopted the Climate Change Mitigation and Adaptation Policy. In relation to specific work, Council funds and participates in the Northern Council Climate Action Planning Group, which is a collaborative program to achieve a prioritised climate action plan for Northern Tasmania that will identify the key activities relating to mitigation and adaptation relevant to local government, provide a collaborative governance model for a Northern Climate Change Action Program, and complete a desktop audit of available tools, methods and templates for climate change action planning. As an extension of the above, Council is funding the development of a Meander Valley Council specific work plan. This work will be completed in 22-23. Council is also renewing its overall waste management strategy with a view in part to reducing emissions. As well, a climate change youth forum will be delivered by Council in the coming weeks, I think from memory 3rd of September. The forum aims to give a voice to young people and work towards identifying community-led responses to climate change. More broadly, Council is awaiting Australian and Tasmanian government responses to climate change in line with internationally agreed priorities and actions. This includes decisions on financial support, policies and other incentives to accelerate responses, such as reducing the cost of electric vehicles so that Council fleets can be transitioned to lower emission vehicles.
Thank you, Chair. So we will move then into question time. Sorry?
Yep, sir.
Question time. From members of the gallery. Members of the gallery wish to ask questions. There are a 3-minute time frame, which I will ding the bell at 2 minutes. I am a little bit lateral in letting people have their say. A couple of questions from each person is allowable, and we'll try and answer them best we can. So I'll ask if there's any members of the gallery that wish to ask any questions. Oh, yeah, Neville. Sorry, you have to say your name, Neville, obviously. So I know it's Neville.
Yes, Neville.
Neville. Thanks, Neville.
Neville Scott. I was wondering if Council is going to be holding any information sessions on upcoming elections for people who are interested in standing for Council. If so, how will it be informed to the community when it is and how it's going to work? Thank you.
Thanks, Neville. Jim?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Short answer is it is our intent to have a session here in the Chamber, most likely, where we'll outline the roles and responsibilities and the election process. The timing of that has yet to be determined, as has the marketing and promotion of that in the community.
Thank you. Any other questions from the gallery?
Robin Babcock from Exton. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Councillors, General Manager and Council Officers. A couple of subjects. One, TAS Networks has detailed in today's Council meeting agenda under Governance Section 2, a thriving local economy, is reference to TAS Networks and Mariners Link. The Government's report is a measure of the Council's performance against its annual plan targets, and on page 203 of today's agenda, at half page, is the following dot point. Council continues to advocate for infrastructure to be expedited. This includes TAS Water, TAS Networks and Mariners Link. A group of 35 property owners, farmers, along with TAS Networks, Mariners, extra high voltage tower alignment, are in a constant battle with this organisation, TAS Networks, to achieve acceptable outcomes for this project proposal. Our peak farming body, TFGA, is on board with our concerns and is working with the TAS Networks Transmission Farmers Group. For the property owners affected by this Mariners upgrade, the proposal of more and larger towers, it is taking its toll on families and should not be dismissed lightly. If, as is indicated in your agenda for today, Council is actively encouraging the likes of TAS Networks and asking or implying they should get on with Mariners, that it might be said Council is not fully informed of the landholder concerns, such as development rims, but it should be. The group are not anti-development, and as are many farmers, we lean for innovation, though any development across our properties needs to be current best practice and not one of second best. For the mainland leg of the Mariners Link, there is a 90-kilometre underground section of cable proposed through the Latrobe Valley. Were underground to be implemented here, then many of the above ground concerns of farmers for future development on their farms will be of less of a concern. 90 kilometres is the Bass Highway route distance between Launceston and Devonport. The complete removal of all towers from the corridor would be an inherent improvement to the community landscape and vista. Visual modelling has been undertaken to show the tower height variances of the 20 metre increase. These images are available from us for Council viewing. So my question is, will the Council take on board the farmers' concerns and engage with them to provide a clear position as to where Council stands on this matter?
Thank you. Jim?
Time to go away.
Yeah, well, I'll ask if when the GM responds, I'll ask if there's anyone else, and I'll come back to you if that's all right. 3 minutes is nearly up. I'll give you another go, Robin, if that's all right. GM?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I guess in terms of the wording, infrastructure to be expedited, this includes TAS Water and TAS Networks and Mariners Link. What we're talking about there is progression of those projects to a point of resolution. Marinus Link, as I understand it, was recently subject to a workshop up at Ulverston, I think it was, where they're looking at the governance arrangements and mechanisms to engage with the community and work through things. At this stage, our interest is just that, that we have as quick as possible resolution around the stakeholder and design issues for Marinus Link. TAS Networks and TAS Water are very much more localised capacity issues in certain communities and so forth. Short answer is that council needs to understand what the impacts are on farmers and others, and the impacts on visual amenity, balancing its role and its power to intervene in a project of the scale of Marinus.
Could I also add that we are not advocating one way or the other for the building of Marinus Link. We've had TAS Network here brief the councils about what they're proposing. We've also had a delegation from concerned farmers with their concerns, and we are not, even though the wording is, and I understand the way the wording looks in the agenda, Robin, we're not advocating for the building of it, but it is in our patch. So therefore we're trying to get our heads across, same as what we are with TAS Water, same as what we are with TAS Network. So give you the assurance that we're not taking one side or the other.
I'll take responsibility, Mr Mayor, for the wording on that.
Yep, thank you. Before I come back to you, Robin, I'll ask if there's any other members of the gallery that want to ask a question. And if not, Robin, I'll have a second question.
Ashley Prism. Council's no doubt aware of the article in the latest Meander Valley Gazette whereby a technical anomaly is exposed with respect to the current planning scheme. The article explores the validity of the Ashley site status and the current belief the Prism opposed as a permitted status. As a permitted status, it would appear that Council will not have the checks and balances at its disposal as it would a greenfield site for a Prism. As a direct neighbour of Ashley, my family and those others surrounding the site cannot believe the site can go from approximately 50 juvenile offenders with supporting staff to 272 adult offenders without some form of close scrutiny and reporting to council. The scale increase of the proposed prison is greater than 500%. With a full plan available to council, the missing checks and balances for the council and the community would return. So the question is, will the council test the anomaly as described in the Gazette by legal means?
Thanks, Mr. Baker. Jim?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We do have legal opinion obtained at the end of May in relation to the unqualified representations from Councillor Sinfield. I'm not prepared to share those as of yet, but the short answer is that any position of the state, once it's lodged an application, will be tested. We'll deal with the proposal in the specifics, and my understanding is that we won't be receiving any information at least until March of next year. So when that information is presented, the state's still undertaking its due diligence, as I understand it. We'll assess Council's view on the legality and the due process based on what they come up with as a proposal, rather than invest time and money on legal opinions at this point. We'll deal with the specifics when they come before us.
Thanks, Chair. Any other questions from the gallery?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm on
apology.
Can I just make a comment?
Yes, Councillor, you can.
It's a suggestion. I'm sorry, I can't hear the questions very well, and I think Mr. Bedcock said that he was speaking on behalf of the neighbours of the Ashley Group. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Would it be beneficial, I know, and some of us have had individual conversations, but I'm just wondering if it might benefit if council maybe made a commitment to have the group to a workshop at some stage, bearing in mind that we probably can't answer a lot of the questions that they have, but it may benefit Mr. Bedcroft and the rest of the group if we just put half an hour to have a chat.
Yes. Take that on board, Councillor Cameron, happy to facilitate that in upcoming workshops. Absolutely. And probably not only on Post Prison, but also on the Marinus Link. I think we could roll two into one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Councillor. All right, if there's no other further questions, I'll close question times from the gallery and move on to Councillor question times. So there were some four questions taken on notice in July, which are Councillor White, Councillor Temple, a new question with notice, Councillor Cameron, regarding the management of roadsides by State Growth, which has been responded to, which I hopefully is in the agenda. It is in the agenda. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, so just want to canvas whether the councillors agree.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay. So on the basis of Councillor Cameron's question, are councillors happy with what's put there that we write to the State Growth and seek more regular and effective treatment of invasive weed species along state controlled roads?
Absolutely.
Everyone happy with that? That's good.
Yep.
Councillor Kelly, you are wanting to...
I'll just add to it. It's something we've banged on about for years. So yes. I don't know actually how you get some teeth into it. So I'm very much in favour, as long as we can get some teeth into it and get something done.
Well... just going to pull all the ragwort out of the entrance to Deloraine and go and throw it in the government office. No, I'm only... Okay.
Very happy.
I agree. Yeah. So all in agreement, Councillor Cameron. We just need to make them responsible for their patch. Okay, so opening up for... are there any other questions without notice from councillors? Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My usual question, is there any update on the proposed prison?
I've heard nothing, had no conversations with anyone in government, Councillor Temple.
Thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, nothing.
Thank you. My next question is, as the state government is supportive of considerable residential growth within the towns of the Meander Valley, has the state government made any commitment as to a completion date for the Bass Highway to be a dual carriageway between Deloraine and Launceston?
Not to me. General Manager?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I'm not in a position to answer for the state government. You'd have to ask them, Councillor.
Thank you. As there is considerable urban growth, residential growth, in the eastern end of the Meander Valley and Launceston as a whole, is there any consideration being given regarding setting aside land for a greater Launceston ring road before such land is developed, particularly in the Meander Valley?
Yours, Jim. Sorry, but I can't.
Three, Mr. Mayor. I'll have to take that on notice, Councillor.
My last question, further to my question at the July meeting regarding a proposed Japanese garden in Deloraine and the subsequent answer by the Mayor, I've ascertained that the Japanese garden in Toowoomba enjoys in excess of 100,000 visitors a year and ask if the proposed garden in Deloraine were to attract only 10,000 visitors a year, would they potentially make a valuable contribution to Deloraine's economy?
Well, the answer to that would be yes, Councillor Temple, and I would suggest that maybe you consider bringing your proposal to a motion at the table where we can actually have a considered approach to it. Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions? Councillor King.
Thank you. In today's agenda item regarding our show societies, the officer's comments refer to funds incurred by council for the societies. How much of this was expended on rectification of a long-standing and historical council error for a Westbury showground boundary?
General Manager.
I'll have to take that one on notice. Defer to...
John Harmy.
John Harmy, Director of Corporate.
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, in response to the question, I guess without providing any comments about the claim that is an error, the amount of money that was spent in relation to that matter to assist the Westbury Agricultural Society was
$2,300. Thank you.
Follow-up question?
Subsequently, yes. Council support annual events in our municipality on an annual basis by way of road closures for the car show, provision of venues for the Tasmanian Craft Fair and sponsorship of AgFest to provide examples. Are these events supported from the community grants budget?
John Harmy again, thank you.
So through you, Mr Mayor, I guess as a member of the community grants, there's a range. There are some that are supported that make a dollar to the community grants, and there's a small number that are supported in the community by direct budget of council. Some that I can give you an example are the Delaware Car Show, the Winter Fire event, AgFest has a small support budget as well. But the contribution to those smaller events, I'm going to estimate, would be about five events, and would be around about $2,000 to each of those. And they are all approved by council on an annual basis and are identified by council when they're approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councillors, any other questions? Councillor Sheriff.
We often hear the term transparency thrown around in the public domain about how the council operates. Until such time, councillors and council can work with one another and share vital and relevant information freely, we will always be taken to task on this topic. Withholding information is not working in the best interest of the general public, and I would rather not be a part of it. This view has come off the back of an opinion article in the most recent Meander Valley Gazette written by Councillor Sinfield. I'm interested to know if Councillor Sinfield has shared this important and relevant information with planning staff and other councillors, as I was unaware of it until I found it while scrolling through the local paper.
Councillor Sinfield, would you?
Yes, I have raised this with staff previously and have raised it here previously over quite a few months, and I've raised it with the government themselves in their community meetings.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, councillors? I'll take that. As no, Councillor Cameron's not there, so we're done.
I did have another question, if I may.
Sure.
Could we get an update on where we're at with the arrangements in relation to, I think, three-year funding for the Deloraine Cup and Council's involvement with that?
That I reckon we'll have to take that on notice, Rodney. No. Question for that? No? Okay, sorry. GM? Yeah, it's not on.
Through you, Mr Mayor, I recall that signing off on the $1,000 payment for this year, probably in the order of 6 weeks ago, something like that. So it's been approved for this year.
Okay, thank you. Right, Councillor, no other questions? Right, we'll move along then. So Council must process and determine applications under Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993, LUPA, its planning scheme. Each extra application is made in accordance with LUPA. So we're moving into our planning authority hats with our hats on. So, the first
different
one.
Different wording.
Yes, there's different wording, Mick. There is. So Planning Authority A, Planning Authority, which is 9 Burnett Street, Chudley. Do we have any representatives? Any people speaking? No?
Not speaking.
No, okay.
She's distributed those.
Right, so we've got some
information
in front of us.
From Mr. Sherrard.
So I'm going to read them out. So we'll just get them out. Okay, so councillors, you will receive information prior to the start of the meeting regarding this application.
The one sentence? Okay, all right, sorry, I'll just that one. If we could get an officer perhaps to read that one.
Bold?
Yep, the whole thing.
We normally do this.
No, we usually have people make a representation.
Reading from, through you, Mr Mayor, reading from an email from Lucy Glover, it's the 9th of August 2022 at 1:30 p.m. Entitled Further Statement for Council Meeting 9th of August 2022. Is what is being proposed an appropriate wastewater system for a block with this type of water course? Would a closed loop system be more secure? To make an informed decision, each councillor needs to have viewed the footage of the overflowing watercourse that resulted from last week's moderate rainfall. We have grave concerns of a general nature, not obstructive, in regards to whether the proposed wastewater system will cope with its environment. We are looking to be proactive rather than reactive and to solve a potential issue before it occurs. Robert J.R. Sherrard, Alita Honey Farm.
Thanks, Chair. Okay, so moving on, do we have a mover for this item? Councillor Sheriff, thank you. A seconder for this. Councillor Kelly, thank you. Councillor Sheriff has the mover of the motion.
I'll just open it up for discussion, thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Kelly. Try again. No.
More calling Lawson, come in Lawson.
Right, here's that one, go for it.
Yeah, look, not a lot to add. I think this one's relatively straightforward.
Okay. Right, councillors, open up for discussion, comments, questions. Councillor White, did I see you?
No, I'm just...
Are you still scanning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can go.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, I wasn't picking on you. I just thought you were putting your hand up and Councillor White's is not working as well. Can we turn some of the others off?
I didn't realise it was.
No, I'm not touching any of them. Councillor White's up. Okay, we're all right.
All right. Well, the reason I'm a little bit here and there is I'm not altogether sure about the planner's response to this question of the efficacy of a septic system in this lot. Could we have a summary of the from the planners about the effectiveness of a septic system in this particular situation?
You can ask the question, obviously.
Yes.
Over to Krista Branson.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So from a planning point of view, we were looking at for the potential for the wastewater system to have an impact on the watercourse and their subsequent classification as a karst feature. There is supporting information from the wastewater system designer that speaks to that there wouldn't be impacts off-site. In terms of future assessment, though, it will be subject to a plumbing permit assessment in the future as well.
I forget to come up to the microphone, please, Katie.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, as Brenton alluded to, we're looking at the wastewater in relation to the karst management code. The detail of an on-site wastewater system will be assessed at the building and plumbing stage. The level of detail that's required is beyond that's in front of you in the development application today. I'd like to add that the proposed system is not a septic system. It's a type of aerated wastewater treatment system, which is a secondary treated system as opposed to a septic tank, which is a primary system. So therefore, that being proposed provides a greater level of treatment to a traditional conventional septic tank system. So the water coming out of that wastewater system is treated to a higher level than a conventional septic system. An aerated wastewater treatment system is the type of system that we would typically see approved in a karst management area, and there have been a number of these systems approved with close scrutiny, I might add, in the high sensitivity karst area in the past. The subject site is located within a low sensitivity karst area, and there are no notable karst features within close proximity, as you can see in the reporting. To answer the question that is put in front of us, there is scope within the plumbing approval assessment for a designer to design what might be considered to be a closed-loop system. We have approved a number of these in the past couple of years on difficult lots. The nature of the application to date is considered suitable. However, I would add that the information that's come to light in the last couple of days following the rainfall event in the last a week or so ago will be beneficial for the applicant to provide to their designer at the plumbing permit design and application stage. So we're at a point where I think it's important to note that the approval is for the use and development of a dwelling. It's not for a building and plumbing permit. That's still to come.
Good answer.
Thank you for that, Katie. Thank you.
Thank
Councillor
you.
White, nothing further? Okay. Thank you. Councillors, any other questions?
No.
Comments?
No.
Hi, Steph here.
Yes, Steph, far away.
Sorry, I think Katie's probably answered it, but I was just... yeah, I've got quite a few concerns about the size of the block and the wastewater system, but, so this is just the first stage and it still has to have very two to come in permit, so things will be taken across the look at then, I guess. So thanks for the explanation, Katie.
Thanks, Councillor. From my point of view, I've looked at it and thought it's a very small house on a very small block, but horses for courses, I guess. That's what this person who owns the block has decided to put there, and if it falls within the planning authority, we are in the midst of housing crisis at the moment, and smaller houses on small blocks may become part of the norm. Having said that, my grandfather and grandmother lived just up the road from that area, so I'm very familiar with that particular street and when the railway used to go through there. And so I'm hearing what the neighbours are saying. I understand that area. But at the moment, it ticks the boxes, and I think Katie answered it very well with my concerns, as same as Councillor Cameron's, with the proposed septic. So thank you. Councillor King?
I just have a question, and I thank the representatives for bringing this to our attention because it's very important. Just to clarify to the planners and to Environmental Health, what is the likelihood that the closed loop system will be prescribed at the plumbing permit stage?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it is a little bit difficult to answer. That question, Councillor King. A wastewater designer has options under the Building Act and the opportunity to design performance solutions, site-specific systems that are assessed on their merit, and that could include a closed-loop system as suggested here. or it might include a range of other options, including things such as raised beds to potentially raise an irrigation or a disposal area above a flood level. That's something that has happened in other areas that are flood prone. But to answer your question, it's a little bit hard to say what a designer may or may not come up with for a particular site. What I would say is that I can see that there are possibilities to find a solution for this site. The level of detail is not before us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jody. Councillor Frederick.
There is a large development about 200 yards above this proposed development. Would we know what septic tanks they will be using, what type?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I don't know off the top of my head. Sorry, Councillor.
Thank you.
Okay, Councillor, questions? Comments? If not, I'll go back to the seconder of the motion, Councillor Kelly.
Yeah, look, I know it's small, but that all comes down to a personal opinion. The applicant who wants to develop this land and put a little cute cottage on it quite clearly might be looking for an area of low maintenance that's not a lot of work involved and a good living environment, so I'm not going to get in his way. Everything's above board. It's by the book. We can sit here and try and create problems, but I think the planners have got this one right, so I'm happy to support it.
Thanks, Councillor Kelly. Councillor Sheriff has the move of the motion.
Yeah, I'm happy with the proposal. Obviously, as we're acting as planning authority and the planners have done all the hard yards on this. We also need to be mindful that it is obviously a small dwelling with potentially two people in it, so there's not going to be a huge amount of wastewater coming out of it. And also, that wastewater does get directed into the ground. It doesn't sit on top of it. So, although there was some video of some water runoff seen around to the councillors, the wastewater actually goes deep into the ground, not sit on top. So obviously that I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for wrapping up. Councillors, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That's Johnson, Kelly, White, King, Sheriff Frederick, Cameron. Thank you. All those against? Councillor Temple and Councillor Temple will be abstaining. That's okay. All right, we supported that, Jackie.
Yes, sorry, I've just got the abstention.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, staff. Thanks, planners. So, council has now concluded all planning authority decisions for this meeting. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Moving on to. So, those in the gallery that wish to leave, please feel free to leave if you want to.
Next one's
mine.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, Councillor King leaving the meeting.
And Steph.
Yes, we'll just mute ourselves.
Actually,
mute the gallery. Can you mute the gallery?
I think I can put her in the waiting room.
Yeah, there.
Just one moment. Sorry, ma'am.
No, you're right. I've got to catch up to this on my paper. So obviously Councillor King and Councillor Cameron have declared an interest because they both sit on show societies or subcommittees of show societies.
She's sorry about that, Tanya.
What it is, Mum. Motion carried.
We'll tell you later. Motion carried.
It'll be in the agenda, in the minutes, I'm sorry.
Council Kelly.
Move.
Oh, you're away. We've got a Councillor Cameron's back. Righto. Corporate Services. Somebody move. Councillor Kelly just said move. A seconder, please.
I'm back, so it's quiet.
You what? Sorry?
I'm
back.
She can't hear. Can she hear?
You can hear us all right, Steph?
She's got a mute-looking thing out near her name.
Steph, you've got a mute on.
No, but we're not. She can hear us.
You can hear us okay, Councillor Cameron? No, she can't.
You're no sign language.
Turn your volume up.
What's that mute thing?
Can't hear you.
No, that's her mute. She's on mute.
She's on mute.
No, she's on mute. That's up there. Send her a message.
Look at us, man. Where are you looking?
Steph. Yeah. No, she can't hear you, no matter how much you shout.
You're going to the phone.
It's got a cardi on there. Should, I mean, the sound.
Oh, God, that she looks...
She looks so sad.
Yeah, no, you can't hear us?
No.
Oh, you're back. You're there then. We can hear you.
Yeah, you can hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're muted on your end.
Did she not turn her sound down or something on her computer? I don't know what else.
She's come up with...
Sound down.
Yeah, she's muted.
Yeah, you're muted on your end from what we can see.
Mute us and unmute.
The problem is she can't hear us.
Just try unmuting us and muting us.
Sure. Any better?
You're right.
Is that better?
You can hear us. Good.
Oh.
Righto.
We can't
sometimes
hear
you. Sometimes you just got to...
She's on a mute.
So if you unmute yourself,
kick it right in.
Right. Thank you.
Strap and say that's not going in.
Okay, we're away. Sorry about that, people. Corporate Services Review of Policy moved by Councillor Kelly. Do I have a seconder for this motion, please?
Yep.
Councillor White, thank you very much. Councillor Kelly is the mover.
No comment.
Thank you. Councillor White is the seconder.
I've got a question.
Go on.
Okay, on 149.
Yeah, it's not on, Councillor White. That is now, thank you.
On page 149, there's an amendment which replaces annually with every 3 months. So that's a briefing report shall be provided every 3 months by the general manager. So that means we're going for a three-monthly report on this, does it?
On bad debts?
Yep, that's what we're agreeing.
So my question is... why are we doing this, and doesn't it increase, admin costs and stuff?
John Harvey.
So, through you, Mr. Mayor, we have a current policy, so we currently do this. I don't believe it'll increase our admin costs in any way. The change from an annual report to the elected members back to a three-monthly report to the elected members, as in one every 3 months, was a suggestion from an audit panel member that we had at the meeting in June 2022, because they believe that, we had a write-off of a debt that occurred in August, and they were waiting until the annual report being in June next year. There would be too long elapsed time for the elected members to be informed of that write-off. So that was their suggestion. Don't have any concern about the amendment, hence why it's been included in the policy coming to council today.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Councillor Sitville?
Yeah, very minor point, but most of on page 148 it says this policy applies for the general manager or their delegated officer. Normally, like if you look at the next agenda item scope, for want of a better thing, who it's applying to. This one's sort of limited to who's applying it. It's only a very minor point, and didn't get an opportunity to flesh that out ahead of the meeting, but nearly every other policy says a bit more than that.
Yep, thanks. John Harvey.
Yep, so through you, Mr. Mayor. Under the Local Government Act, I believe the responsibility for the delegation of the write-off remains with council, and hence why our policy seeks to delegate that to the general manager and provides limits of how that can be applied in the policy in section 4. So I think that the scope that's identified is probably sufficient.
Thank you. Councillor Frederick.
Just, this was discussed at the meeting, and question was how many of these are there? Talking about the labour and that sort of thing, and the numbers were in a couple, two, three type of thing. So work-wise, I don't believe it's any impediment on the council itself.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion, Councillors? If not, back to Councillor White as the second of the motion. Any further? Councillor Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I put the motion in. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Thank you. Against? You were up, I think.
I was.
You were. Thank you. That's unanimous. Thank you. Next one is Corporate Services, page 150. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Kelly, thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor King, Councillor Kelly.
No comment.
Councillor King is the seconder.
Well, since I'm not standing again, I'm not sure I'm terribly qualified to make too many comments, but having a policy that sets some guidelines is probably a good idea.
Thank you. Any other discussions, councillors? Councillor Temple.
I'm concerned that there's a cut off at 250,000 that we can spend on any one project. But if it, and I think that's valid for a project that sort of comes.
You're on
the wrong item. Sorry. Okay.
You're on services.
I beg your pardon.
Page 150.
Okay, I'm on the wrong one.
It's all right. Information. That was interesting, John, but we're the wrong one.
I was thinking, what did I miss?
Okay. Any other discussion, councillors, on this particular policy?
No, I wouldn't.
If not, Councillor King is the seconder. That, Councillor Kelly. That, okay. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. That's unanimous. Thank you very much. Now we're on to governance. According to my paperwork, which is page 157, election caretaker. Do I have somebody move? Councillor Kelly, seconder, please. Seconder, Councillor...
White.
Yes, sorry, I was on the tip of my tongue and I couldn't get it. Councillor Kelly is the mover of the motion. Now, Councillor White. Seconder, any...
No.
I think, okay, open up for discussion. Councillor Temple, I think you might have something to say.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was just concerned about the anything that exceeds 250,000 there on page 160 in the first paragraph. A concern is, yes, I think that that should apply to some knee-jerk idea, but if it's something that's been worked upon for a considerable period and considered by council and its time has come, that it's not unreasonable to proceed on such an item.
I'll have that point. General Manager, your thoughts, obviously. You've crafted your policy.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I think it's always a balance between what the sitting council believes is a fair thing and what an incoming council might think is a preemptive decision. I think there's no wrong or right, but 250,000 would cover most of our contracts, given that a lot of the larger amounts are dealt with in a budget situation as well, and the policy addresses that. So I'd be suggesting that 250,000 is an appropriate limit, balancing the need to give clear space to the incoming council.
Thanks, Jim. I guess I can add to that a little bit, John, from my thoughts on that. We know there's an election coming up. Sorry, Councillor Temple. We would hope that we would have contracts done for our big ticket items and in place before the deed is called. So, and I guess if we have it open-ended too much, then it does, you know, $250,000 is $250,000, so I'm comfortable where it sits at the moment from my point of view. So. But open up for councillors, other discussions. Or Councillor Frederick.
I'd like to agree with the general manager. I think the sum is enough for the projects that are in plan, and given the short period of time of this actually being applicable, I mean, every 3 years for 3 months, I'm sure we can manage around it. Four years.
Probably, I can say 4 years. Not even 3 months. Well, anything else, Councillor? Councillor Sinfield?
Yeah, I suspect my computer's playing it. What's on page 162
after D2?
Nothing.
Oh, it's just an inadvertent page break.
We can vote on that.
Apologies, Councillor.
I think it's been playing up all day. Pages go blank.
Page deliberative
beer.
Might have been falling out like old here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, some did.
You're hard on.
That's upsetting.
Okay, moving on.
Not many, but some
did. Back to no other discussion, councillors. Councillor White is the second of the motion. Happy to.
Just that it makes sense to have the terms defined, really. It's probably time we had this policy.
Thank you. Councillor Kelly. Happy to come in. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Against? Councillor Sidfield? You're abstaining. Okay. Governance.
Leave you here as the caretaker.
Page you got that
171.
171.
Okay. First, information protection. So, somebody like to move, somebody like a second, please. And I'll jump at it at once. Councillor King, thank you. Seconder, please. Councillor Kelly, thank you. Councillor King, as the mover.
I'm just open for discussion, please.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. Open for discussion. Right, it's open for discussion, councillors. Do anything?
Just
Councillor Frederick.
Just a question. Is it all the highlighted stuff is obviously...
Changes.
Yes. Was the document really that bad that it required 70% changes?
I can't answer that question. Who's going to answer that? John, gender manager? Who?
Good question.
Who? Well, the author.
And he's not here.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not here.
Yeah,
through you, Mr. Mayor, it's not a matter of the policy, the document being really that bad. It's a matter of bringing it up to a contemporary state, all things being equal.
We shall have to accept that answer.
All right. Any other comments, councillors? Nope. Back to Councillor Kelly as the seconder. No. Councillor King as the mover. No. Okay, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. Yep. Against? Councillor Simpson's against. Okay. Moving on. Review of the policy board. Yep. Home purpose number 84. Somebody like to move that? Councillor Kelly, seconder, please. Councillor Sheriff, thank you. Councillor Kelly, nothing.
Yeah, look, my comment on this, I can't see how it's going to really have an impact on me, but maybe other councils.
Yep. Councillor Sheriff, open it up for the floor. Any discussion, councillors?
Having difficulty with my screen, but my recollection of the problems that I have with it is that it's become somewhat an episode of War and Peace so long. I mean, we were working on the basis that we make our policies succinct, and if we needed some procedural document sitting underneath, that was the way to go. As I say, would a member of the general public read the thing and get lost halfway through? Really my biggest concern. And why I would abstain.
So again, that's why you will abstain. Okay. Clarification on why you're abstaining, that's a thanks for that. Look, I guess from my point of view, I'm probably the one that, not me as per se, but the mayor is the one that receives probably gifts and benefits or tickets to events or bits and pieces like that. And I've declared them in the past. I haven't received any benefits that I'm aware of, but I certainly have received tickets to events more than anything, especially the Red Hot Summer Tour. And it is good to put it on public record of the recording of it. So this is more about making sure that we do everything right and not be seen to be coerced in one way or the other.
I think I was fighting fires on Red Hot Summer.
You might have been on one of those. Yes, you might have been. All right, any other discussion, councillors? I just got that, councillor. Yeah, okay. Councillor Sheriff has a second of the motion. Councillor Kelly is the mover of the motion.
Yeah, look, I do agree with Rodney, Councillor Sinfield. It is a bit wordy, but that seems to be documents of the day, doesn't it?
General Manager.
Everyone's right. I actually agree with Councillor Sinfield that ideally our policies will be a simple statement of policy with instructions and guidelines sitting underneath or separate to those. However, where we're dealing with questions of probity, behavioural standards and accountability, the prescription of all the circumstances provides clarity. Ambiguity runs the risk that the councillor may fall short of a standard. And so detail is your friend in this particular instance.
Thanks, Chair. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, Councillor Sheriff, you seconded it. Any comment? No. Councillor Kelly, you moved?
No comment.
No comment. Right, we'll put the motion all in favour. Please say aye. Against? Councillor, everyone in aye apart from Councillor Sidwood abstain. Moving on to quarterly report. Someone would like to move, someone would like to second. Thanks, Councillor King. Seconder, please. Councillor White, or yeah. Councillor Prydrick is at the corner of my eye. I was a bit slow.
That's okay.
Councillor King is the mover of the motion.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor White.
No comment at the stage.
Thank you. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My comment relates to what Mr. Badcock said in public question time, and that was regarding Mariners Link.
Yep.
And I think the general manager at that time said perhaps that it could be expressed better in that it was reading that we're endorsing what that proposal, which we haven't done, and I'm wondering if there needs to be some revision to the document before we approve it or before we receive it.
Thanks for the comment, Councillor. Councillor, General Manager, response.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I'm happy to make an amendment in terms of the reference to Mariners Link, as I indicated. Is not capturing the intent of what we're doing. So I'll sort of move that dot point on page 203. The council continues to advocate for infrastructure to be expedited. This includes TAS Water and TAS Networks, and delete Mariners Link from that. Full stop.
Good move.
Doing it from them.
Well, it's just the wording of it more than anything. Expedite infrastructure, so, yeah.
So does the motion before us need to recognise that?
I was just going to suggest it be minuted as a note that the general manager is to make that change. And then when we attach it to the minutes, we'll...
Thank you.
Yep. Any other comments, questions, councillors? No. Councillor White is the second of the motion.
No comment.
No comment, Councillor King.
No, good pick up, Councillor Temple.
Right, put the motion in. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? As far as I know, that's unanimous. Thank you, Steph, for watching. Hang on.
Sorry, I was all that. Just had a few.
Yeah, that's fine. Right, motion to close the meeting, Councillor Kelly. Seconder, please. Close the meeting, Councillor Frydrick. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? Carried. Meeting is closed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the gallery.